I was badly shaken, I can tell you, and not my own man again till I was well away from her house and pondering, in my philosophic way, on means of getting me own back on the vicious, bad-tempered slut. It will seem to you to be the usual sordid conclusion to so many flash man amours, but I have dwelt on it at some length for good reason. It wasn't only that she was, in her way, as magnificent a creature as I've ever had the good fortune to mount, and comes back to my mind whenever I see a hairbrush. That alone would not be sufficient. No, my excuse is that this was my first encounter with one of the most remarkable women in my life, or in the life of anyone in the 19th century, for that matter. Who could have guessed, then, that Marie Elizabeth Rosanna James would turn a crowned head, rule a great kingdom, and leave a name to compare with Du Barry or Nell Gwynne? Well, she was Flash's girl for a week, at least, which is something to boast of, but I was glad to be shot of her at the time, and not just because of the way she treated me. I discovered soon after that she hadn't been altogether truthful about herself. She hadn't mentioned, for example, that her soldier husband was in the process of divorcing her, which would have been enough to scare me away to less controversial beds if I'd known it sooner. Apart from the unpleasant social aspects of being sighted, I couldn't have afforded it. But she was important in my life in another way. She had been the means of my meeting the splendid Otto. You could say that it was through her that the mischief was born between him and me, and our enmities shaped his future and the world's. Nothing might have come of it, though, had I not run into him again, by pure chance, a month or so later. It was at Tom Percival's place in Leicestershire where I joined a party to see Nick Ward fight some local pug, and to do a little hunting in Tom's coverts. Young Conningham, who was a fool of a gambler, was there, and old Jack Gully, who had once been champion of England and was now a rich ironmaster and retired from the House of Commons as well. There were about a dozen others whom I've forgotten, and Speedycut, too. When I told him how I'd spent the night of his arrest, he just roared with laughter and cried, "Flash's luck! Well, only the brave deserve the fair." And he insisted on telling everyone how it had happened, himself lying in a dirty cell full of drunkards, while I was bumping a beauty. Most of the company were at Tom's place when I arrived, and when he met me in the hall, he told me, "They're all old acquaintances but one, a foreigner that I can't get rid of, damn him. Friend of my uncle's, and wants to see something of our rustic ways while he's here. Trouble is, he's full of bounce, and some of the fellows are rather sick of it already." It meant nothing until I went to the gun room with him, where the boys were cheering up the cold night with punch and a roaring fire. And who should be there, very formal in long coat and trousers among all the buffs and boots, but Otto? He stiffened at the sight of me, and I brought up short. The fellows gave a hurrah when I came in and thrust punch and cheroots at me, while Tom did his duty by the stranger. "Baron," says he, "the brute has a title," thinks I. "Permit me to present Captain Flashman. Flash, this is Baron Otto von... von Schornhausen, ain't it? Can't get my confounded tongue round it." "Schönhausen," says Otto, bowing stiffly with his eyes on mine. "But that is, in fact, the name of my state, if you will pardon my correction. My family name is Bismarck." It's an old man's fancy, no doubt, but it seemed to me that he said it in a way that told you you would hear it again. It meant nothing to me, of course, at the time, but I was sure that it was going to. And again I felt that prickle of fear up my back. The cold grey eyes, the splendid build and features, the superb arrogance of the man, all combined to awe me. If you're morally as soft as butter, as I am, with a good streak of the toad-eater in you, there's no doing anything with people like Bismarck. You can have all the fame that I had then, and the good looks, and the inches, and the swagger. And I had those, too. But you know you're dirt to him. If you have to tangle with him, as the Americans say, you know you'll have to get drunk first. I was sober, so I toadied. "Honoured to make your acquaintance, Baron," says I, giving him my hand. "Trust you're enjoying your visit." "We are already acquainted, as I'm sure you remember." says he, shaking hands. He had a grip like a vice. I guessed he was stronger than I was, and I was damned strong in body at least.
You recollect an evening in London? Mrs. James was present?
By God, says I, all astounded. So I do. Well, well. And here you are, eh? Damn me, I never expected. Well, Baron, I'm glad to see you. I trust Mrs. James as well.